Over the weekend, Anchorage experienced an urban conflux. If you're not familiar with the term, don't worry, it's made up. A group of community members worked with cultural institutions and the bus system to engineer a unique project, throw a surprise party for the city. And as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, it worked.
Stepping onto the 45 bus at noon Saturday by the Alaska Native Medical Center campus, it's a strange scene. Aside from scattered passengers, there's a jubilant-looking man in a green shirt handing out cards, and at the back of the bus, a group of chamber musicians. As the bus winds north past the university area, the lone percussionist uses the relative quiet between stops to explain why they're there.
You like what you just heard? Take a little bit of time out of your Saturday afternoon and join us downtown at Town Square by the Performing Arts Center. A lot of fun, a lot of different music. We give you a return ticket on the bus so you can resume your afternoon after you're done with us downtown. So come and join us.
5:30, which stood for the date, May 30th, I learned, is the working title for the city's first urban conflux, an invented term for a new experimental event using music to change people's behavior across the city. As I rode the 45, there were a handful of other buses making their way downtown, each with its own acoustic interventions. The guy in the green shirt is one of the 5:30 volunteers and greeted every single person who came aboard during the 50-minute ride.
My name is Sasha Sagan, and we're trying to create new event in city of Anchorage where people need to understand it's a fun, great city.
16-year-old Kristen didn't seem moved on that grand of a scale. However, she was amused to hear chamber music for the first time on a bus she rides a lot.
There's more entertainment, so it's not boring.
Kristen got off around Airport Heights, and the bus stayed pretty sparse until passengers started piling in around Mountain View. Some people were indifferent, a few looked annoyed by the noise and lack of seating options, and others, like George Shigunaruk, danced along in delight.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's good. I like it.
Do you ride the 45 a lot?
Every day.
Shigunaruk says this line, which picks up passengers in some tough neighborhoods, generally has an ordinary edge to it. But today, the ride's been so fun, he decides to change up his plans and see what's in store at the park.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll go down and listen to him.
The ride hits a strange juxtaposition, crawling past a soup kitchen and homeless shelter on 3rd Avenue, with up-tempo violin trills inside and clusters of people sleeping in the grassy shoulders of the road just a few feet beyond. For 11-year-old Gia, sitting with the musicians, the event itself tilts towards social justice.
I think it's crazy, but it's nice that they're doing it so they share it with the people.
How come?
Some people don't get to see people play instruments all the time, and it's nice for them to see that.
Alas, Gia didn't have her violin, so she couldn't join in herself.
Well, I had a sleepover with my uncle who's playing, and I didn't bring it. I don't know why.
The bus clears out at the transit center, and a number of passengers eventually float across the street to the park. The plaza is filled with stilt walkers, bicyclists, hula hoopers, musicians, and many surprised-looking civilians wandering through. Several people pound at a large wooden marimba, accompanying the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra. The event came together with help from major sponsors like the Rasmussen and Atwood Foundations, as well as a small army of volunteers. But organizers are delighted by the idea that there's not really any way to gauge the event's success. Evidence, they say, is that a downtown park was filled with sounds and smiles on a beautiful Saturday. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,